Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father, Raz, have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here's your host, tax attorney Daniel Rasby.
Our website is riskfeestaxes.com, so you can go there and check us out and say the meeting, riskfeestaxes.com.
We're Higher Ground Financial Group, where we place your financial feet on higher ground.
Yes.
All right, so we got a lot of topics to cover. One is, are you a pathological saver?
Yeah, what does that mean? Many of our clients seem to have this, quote, mental condition of a pathological saver. And you might be thinking, I never heard of this disease. Yes, it's not a real disease. It's made up. But it does actually impact a lot of our clients when they first come to us. They find that they've been saving, and maybe this applies to you. You've been saving all your life, and you have a decent nest egg set aside. You're not really sure if it's enough, but maybe you work with an advisor that assures you, okay, you'll be okay. You'll have enough for retirement. So how do you move from the mindset of saving to be able to spend? Because you don't want to continue to save. What are you saving for?
Exactly. I mean, the whole idea is, let's go back to the tin can theory, okay? So you guys all have a tin can or, you know, canned soup or whatever in your cabinet at home. Where did that first start? It started back in the days of Napoleon, okay? So Napoleon wanted to conquer the world, but he could only travel so far as his food didn't spoil. When his food line started spoiling, then he had to turn back. His war would have to stop. So he put out a contest. Somebody please preserve my food for me so I can conquer the world. And this guy came up with the idea with tin can. And it worked great. It could preserve the food. It was sealed. And it's not quite the same as a modern tin can today, but it's very close. The vacuum sealed it and the food was preserved very well. But there was something that was missing from that. You know what was missing, Daniel?
The can opener.
Yeah. So the can opener was not invented till almost 48 years later. That didn't mean they had to not eat food for 48 years. What that meant is the instructions were use a hammer and chisel. But when you use a hammer and chisel, you spoil some of the food inside with getting dirt and grime inside in there. So what we do is we want to make sure that you have the proper way to take the money out with least amount of taxes, fees, and risk.
So your money is like this tin can. You've been putting it away in 401ks, IRAs, and TSPs all your life, and it's been preserved. Hopefully it's grown, and hopefully it's safe as far as that goes. But now you want to take it out with the least amount of risk, fees, and taxes.
Yeah. So you've been putting it away, saving, like you said, pathological saver for your whole life. But now you got all these cans on the shelf. You got to eat them. You can't just leave them because for the government to take, right?
Right. There's really three choices. I mean, if you have a nest egg set aside, there's three types of ways to get it spent. Either you're going to spend it, or your kids are going to spend it, or the government's going to spend it. Now, that last option is the worst of the options, right? So hopefully we get the government out of it as much as possible. But you have a choice, you or your kids. And if legacy is not your primary goal, maybe you want to leave the kids something, but not you don't want to go bankrupt giving the kids legacy. So you should be able to enjoy it. You worked hard for the money. And especially if you have plenty of money set aside that you can meet all of your needs, all of your desires and your dreams, and still have plenty left over for your beneficiaries. And that's one of the things working with Higher Ground, we help you to determine, do you have enough set aside? And it's all about income. It doesn't really matter how much money you have in the bank or in your IRA. What's the balance? That doesn't matter so much. What matters is how much can you spend? Because, you know, you might have $2 million set aside and your brother might have $1.5 million set aside. But if your brother can spend almost twice as much money as you do every month and never run out, isn't he better off?
Yeah. Right? But how is that possible?
It's all in how you have the income set up. Do you have something with a pension? You know, maybe your brother has a pension and you convert some of it to a pension. Maybe, you know.
But it also really has a lot to do with the risk, fees, and taxes.
It does.
Because if you eliminate the risk or minimize the risk and the fees and the taxes, then there's more money for you to spend. If you're fully exposed to risk, fees, and taxes, then you can really only spend about 3-4% of your assets. But if you've, you know, taken some of our advice and really you know, attack that volatility buffer full force and make sure you have a volatility buffer and you understand sequence of returns, then you can probably take out about 6 or 7% per year and still never ever run out of money. And that's really where the fear comes in. Most people are afraid to spend the money because they don't know how long they'll live or how long the money will last. And that's basically because it is exposed to the risk, fees, and taxes.
But here's the thing. You'll never be younger or healthier than you are today. So spending it while you can, you know, get some enjoyment out of it is probably a good thing. In fact, even if you want to give it to kids, maybe you give them some money now while you're alive, you can see them enjoy it instead of after you die.
But I thought you could only give like $18,000 a year to the kids.
You can give as much as you want. You know, you can give $18,000 for, let's say you and your spouse can each give $18,000 to each of your kids and each of their spouses. So there's a lot of money you can give without filing any reports. But even after that, you can file, you can give millions of dollars away and not pay taxes on it. You just have to file a gift tax return.
So you mean to say if I gave you $1 million, that's allowed, and right, you don't pay taxes on it?
Correct.
And I don't pay taxes on it?
Correct.
And what's the point? What's the issue?
Well, it just means some of your estate tax exclusion has been used. So at death, then they'll take it off whatever estate taxes you might owe.
So all I have to do is fill out a gift tax return. Nobody pays taxes. I just let the IRS know that I've used this much of my estate tax exclusion. That's it.
Right.
All right. But, so there are many ways to spend money, but the biggest thing that people have the fear of is really running out of money and not sure if they have enough. And we saw this ad campaign a few years ago. It says, you know, what is your number? What is your number? That's a stupid campaign. What is your number has really doesn't mean anything. It's cash flows, well, inflows and outflows.
Well, what is your number should be income related, right? What is your income number that you need?
Yes, that's it. So, and also, what is your expenses? Because if you have, you can, there's only two sides to the accounting equation. There's expenses and income. What's going out, what's coming in. So you can control those two sides. You can either reduce your expenses, live poorly, not buy anything, or not spend anything on your enjoyment, your travel, your kids, and just live poorly, or create additional cash flow and income, or have to convert some of your assets into a source that can not run out of money, that you can continue to live comfortably.
Exactly. And so you want to really determine if you're getting ready to retire or you're already retired and you're not sure if you have enough money. One of the first places that we always start with is we find out how much are you spending or how much would you want to be spending every month. Many people have not really thought of that. You might have a budget. You might say, oh, I'm going to spend, I got my mortgage to pay. I got my insurance to pay. I got this to pay and that to pay. But a lot of people have not really added that up and they know how much they're actually spending.
Yeah. There's a simple way to do it also. Look at your net income, right? What is your net pay each week, every 2 weeks, whatever it is?
So look at your pay stub and your pay stub will show what is being deposited into your bank, or even just pull up your bank statement, how much is getting deposited every couple weeks. And for work.
And
for
then
work.
Take a look at how much of that money are you saving. If you're not saving anything, I'm not judging you. That's okay. But that tells you that you're spending your entire income, your net income. That's after savings, after your 401k savings, after the health insurance, after taxes, everything else. But that is what you need to live comfortably, living the same style that you're living now. Now, if you're uncomfortable now, that's a different talk. But we got to, so if your net income and spending is $12,000, then we got to figure out a way to create that $12,000 net after-tax income in retirement, because you don't need to save anymore. So the 401k is no longer an issue. It's what is left over, right?
Exactly. It's all about cash flow. It's all about income. And it's after-tax income, right? Because if all of your money is in 401ks and IRAs, that's all taxable.
Right.
So you have to take money out, pay taxes on it, and then you live on what's left. But many of our clients, after working with us to reduce those three big killers, risk, fees, and taxes, many of our clients find that they're actually making a lot more money retired than they were working.
Right.
If you are this pathological saver that we keep talking about, you may actually have more money saved than you need and not even know it, because you are of a saver's mindset. You've always been dutifully saving your whole life.
So how does somebody find out, Daniel?
Well, you should go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. And schedule a free Zoom call with us. We'll be happy to talk to you and find out what your income number, not your asset number, but your income number is that you need, and how to generate that. Still leave as much as you want for the beneficiaries, but not sacrifice your lifestyle and enjoyment of the money now. You know, people say, oh, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Well, depends. I mean, if your cake is safe, you might be able to have it and eat it. but it needs to be safe from those three killers: risk, fees, and taxes.
I was just talking to a client a couple of days ago, and they had a bunch of expenses, and they were comfortable. They made a lot of money, and they were afraid that once they retired, they would not have enough money to continue the lifestyle they were living. So we looked at all their assets, and you know what? They had two houses they were paying for. They're not upside down, but they were paying mortgages and insurance and taxes and everything else, and the rent was less than what they're paying out. So they were paying out an extra $500 or $600 per house per month. That's $1,000. So I said, well, why do you have this? Well, because everybody says it's good to have real estate. Yeah, sure it is. But there's two different reasons to have real estate: appreciation and cash flow. Your cash flow is negative on these, so this is not a good thing. Now, yes, they've appreciated some, so let's go ahead and cash out, take the appreciation, do something else with it. And we'll talk about that in a different show maybe about that. But the big thing is, let's get rid of that expense. So now you have $1,000 less each month that you have to spend. So if you have $1,000 less to spend, that means you have $1,000 less that you have to have in order to have the same lifestyle. And so that reduced their cash flow needs by $1,000 just by selling those. But that also increased their assets, actual spendable assets, because they got a couple hundred thousand from each house and that allowed them to have that, convert that money into more cash flow other places. So it's all about cash flow. The big number really doesn't matter as much. It's cash flow.
Yeah, it's what you can spend after taxes every month and never run out. And then still, the number is going to be what you leave to your family.
Right.
You know, at the end. But, you know, there are ways to leverage that, and maybe you can spend a lot of your assets. And if you have a life insurance policy, that might jump in at the end and jump the value of your estate so that you can leave more to the kids, even if you spent a lot of your assets.
Yeah. And there's even an app out there right now. You can download the app. But basically, what it does is it looks at all your subscriptions. A lot of people have subscriptions that they're not even using. Get rid of some of them, you know? Go through that, and you can use that app, and it'll automatically tell you when the subscriptions are due, when they're happening, and if you're not using it, get rid of the extra expenses. The extra expenses that's not benefiting you. That same thing with risk, get rid of that. Fees, get rid of that. And taxes, get rid of that. All those things are eating away at your money. So if you get rid of those things, then you can spend your money much more comfortably and actually spend a lot more of your money on yourself as opposed to the risk, fees, and taxes.
So think about it. Are you a pathological saver? Have you been saving and not sure whether or how to start that distribution mode? Because things are really different. You might even have a great advisor you've been working with to help you save. And they may have grown your wealth to a big number, but now you need an advisor that is distribution focused. And that's what Higher Ground does. We focus on distributions, not so much accumulation. I mean, yeah, you still want to grow the money, but that's not the primary focus. Once you're retired, or when you're about to be retired, the focus is no longer growing your wealth. It's preserving and keeping and then spending what you do have as most efficiently as possible.
In fact, we've had clients that really thanked us to help them to really crystallize how they can spend their money and feel comfortable with doing it. Because that's a totally different mindset than the pathological saver all your life, which is good. You had to be that in order to create the wealth that you have now.
Exactly. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with tax attorney Daniel Rasby. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.